Quarantine just started and I got COVID as soon as I had to know that I was working from home. After I got out of the hospital, as my appetite was slowly coming back to me and I was exercising my lungs on a spirometer, I just had the weirdest cravings for things. Living on 113th, I found the Italian deli next to Columbia, and I ordered a chicken parmesan sandwich. And instead of just taking it as it was, I just added all these things to it, gorgonzola cheese, pickles, sauerkraut. It did not look appealing and it didn't taste appealing at all, but it was just something about having my taste back and tasting something disgusting that just made it feel like I was slowly getting my strength back and things were going to be okay. As time went on, me and my partner were stuck in our apartment together, not very many things to do, working from home on the computers in a tight little space. I said to myself, you know, this would be the best time to get that bike that I've been saving up for. And so I did. I bought that bike, and because the roads were practically empty throughout the majority of the day, I would take that bike out on my lunch breaks and just ride around the neighborhood between Morningside Park and Riverside Park. There was a lot of places to just have like a lunch picnic, and then be alone for like an hour, just surrounded by quiet woods. And then as things start to slowly show up again, there were people taking pictures of raccoons as if, you know, raccoons weren't the weren't what they were for New York City. But it was just interesting to just see how the banal became like the new again, and like quiet streets were just like its own thing to look forward to. That's my COVID experience.
I miss going to the park, reading my newspaper, and a cup of coffee. I hate this corona. Thank you.
Hi, I would like to give a couple of minutes of my time to describe my experience with COVID. The past couple of years have been both heaven and hell. At the peak of COVID, I thought that there would never have been an end in sight. I was unable to travel and see my family abroad. But when I did have the opportunity, it was a very huge blessing. And I hope that everybody uses this message to have faith in themselves, knowing that everything comes to an end, both good and bad, and there will be an end of the COVID-19 pandemic sooner rather than later, and that by holding on to faith, things will be a lot better for everybody in the long run, with positive thinking and never giving up hope. I hope everybody enjoys this story and that they hold on to faith that COVID will come to an end sooner rather than later. Thank you.
Yes, the COVID pandemic was a very sad time in my life for my family and my friends, and I hope we never have to repeat that. May it be God's will that we won't repeat that, and may everybody be healthy and safe and secure. Thank you.
Second coming, turning and turning in the widening gyre. The falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart. The center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed. And everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Surely some revelation is at hand. Surely the second coming is at hand. The second coming. Hardly are those words out when a vast image out of Spiritus Mundi disturbs my sight. Somewhere in sands of the desert, a shape with lion body and the head of a man, a gaze blank and pitiless as the sun is moving its slow thighs, while all about it reel shadows of the indignant desert birds. Darkness falls again, but now I know that 20 centuries of stony sleep were vexed to nightmare by a rocking cradle. And what rough beast, its hour come round at last, slouches to Bethlehem to be born.
Hello. Just wanted to say I had COVID. I'm very grateful that I was vaccinated prior. I believe it saved my life. I was visiting New York. It was in a crowded spaces. No one was wearing masks. Me and my friends, we all ended up with the virus. Thankfully, we all had previously the vaccine. It was not a very good experience, and I'm glad that we all survived. I recommend that everyone in a crowded, closed space continue to wear mask covered face covering to protect yourself and your loved ones. Thank you for being here. Take care.
Hi, my name is Juliana, and I believe this was the most horrible, actually, war that we all had. Separate and hurt so many families in so many ways. It's just unbelievable. But it is true. Really sad. Really, really sad.
Hi, I am calling. I have never had COVID, so I don't have much of a story to tell. I have heard various stories from other people. Some people have had COVID and they have had side effects that have lasted for quite a long time. And other people who have had COVID and they don't have any symptoms. And that's about all that I can add to my phone call. Luckily, I have not had COVID. Thank you.
The thing that I miss the most during the pandemic were parties. I'm a pretty social person. I like hanging out with my people. And even like during the really bad time before we all had vaccinations and shit, I went out and I bought electric heated blankets and heat lamps for my back porch just so that I could still hang out with like a few people at a time. And today is the first party that I have been to in almost 3 years, or at least it feels like 300 years, I can't even say. And it feels a little crazy, a little irresponsible, but like real fucking energizing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not entirely sure that I'm doing the right thing, but I feel like for my soul, I'm doing the right thing.
COVID was undeniably just the worst experience the world has ever experienced in my lifetime. The losses, the divisiveness, the uncertainty. And yet, the platforms like Zoom that allow people from all over the world to instantly connect, for the first time, family members, when we had an event, were all able to attend from various geographic locations. So there was somewhat of a silver lining. does not make up for the losses. However, there are things that have come out of COVID that we'll embrace, interacting with family more, telling people close to us how we feel about them, reaching out to those people who may or may not have a good circle of support. So it was a very harsh life lesson, but invaluable.
Alexa, play Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest.
Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest from Spotify.
For some reason during lockdown, this was the song that I became obsessed with, and we were all home, my wife and I and our two kids, during spring 2020, and then during the following autumn. And especially I remember during spring 2020 being home over lunch, which was quite nice, even though the pandemic was stressful. And this was our lunch ritual, was we'd put this song on, take a break from work or school, and make sandwiches, carry them out to the garden, sit in the sun, and try to act normal. For some reason, this was the one song I always thought of when I wanted to just dance around the kitchen. And we still listen to it as a family now and then. Turn it up for the chorus.
Feeling overwhelmed by it, such a wonderful sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling overwhelmed by it, such a wonderful sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
I keep on trying to record a message that is under 3 minutes, but I can't seem to keep the story to under 3 minutes because I am so wordy. And I'm doing it again. So let me go ahead and just start talking about this story before I run out of time. So first, I want to acknowledge the collective grief that came and has come with COVID that we have not quite healed from. We're still healing from it. We're still feeling it. It's not just collective grief, but it's a lot of individual grief. And that grief, I think, has been born, at least for me, out of the sheer fear that came in the first few weeks of the pandemic. I can't describe the feelings of fear that I had, just like how sour and pungent they were and how they just felt like poison to my body, these feelings of grief that I had. And most certainly, they rewired my brain in a way that I am still living with. The story that I want to share, though, is one that's a little bit happier and more positive, which is that sometimes fear and grief and awful things like a pandemic can lead to this profound transformation that we so desperately need in our lives. And that happened to me. I've grown in the past couple of years more than I ever thought that I ever would. And a lot of that is kind of centered around one experience that I had in the early days of the pandemic, in the first year of the pandemic. In June or July of 2020, I decided to go to the woods and do ayahuasca for the first time. And it was a life-changing experience. And everything changed in my life after that experience. In the months leading up to it, we were in lockdown, so I was able to be with myself a lot and center myself and figure out what my needs and wants were in life. And then the ayahuasca retreat was kind of like a solidification of everything I'd learned about myself, which is that if I am not showing myself love first, then I can't show anybody else love. My love comes from my cup overflowing, not me pouring my cup into other people's cups. And so I've been practicing that endlessly since I learned that, and I highly, highly recommend it. If you want to show love, you got to give yourself love first. So this is a reminder to take care of yourself, to show yourself love, and to remember.
Hi. During COVID, like most people, I guess, I lived in a state of isolation, and there was isolation all around. We were all in this isolation together. Walking down the street, people would cross over to the other side of the street to avoid me or me to avoid them. I'd be watching, you know, television or the news or whatever, looking out of the window. And at 7 o'clock at night, the excitement of the day was to clang my pots outside, and I could see people in their other balconies and on the street doing the same thing. And that was that slight little community that came together in its isolation. And then all of a sudden, boom, the Black Lives Matter, people on the street, people chanting, people walking, people saying enough is enough already from all the stuff we've seen on TV and all the violence and all of this terrible reality that we're living here in the United States. And then after that, people started vandalizing the streets, pretending that the Black Lives Matter people had done that. But I knew it wasn't, because I could look out my window and I could see who was doing it. And I took videos of that and photographs of that. And all the stores were boarded up, and you'd walk down the street and it was like we were in Beirut in the middle of a civil war or something. Then, of course, January 6th, watching it on TV without knowing what I was watching, and then all of a sudden these bodies, you know, bursting into the Capitol. And so it seemed like in the midst of all of this suspended time and this isolation, these bodies just had to get out and they had to express themselves, you know, in some ways, like with hope, like with Black Lives Matter, hope for justice, and then the others just rage and tearing it all down. So it was a time of being involved physically, being involved in some way, but at the same time completely not being able to touch, not being able to be with, and like this. So it was an extraordinarily confusing and maybe a hopeless time even.
The pandemic taught me that one human being can gain 40 pounds and less than 3 months. It was like a science experiment from hell. Luckily, my story ends happier, in that after partial starvation and a little intentional fasting, I was able to lose said gained weight, and I hope to never do that again. Thank you for listening to my story.